Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo,
woo. Adults, please.
Turn it up.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Radio BAM. Serious 28 faction. Oh, sweet Jessel Toll has joined us here live. You know that's Jess Margera.
He's my brother.
Look at his G.I. Joe beard today.
Yeah, definitely. I'm on a mission.
He got a haircut. Check it out, man.
Yeah, the radio people can really check it out.
I met you guys.
Novak just touched the ribs. Novak, BAM, and Dico. We're all sitting around. This week we got a wonderful fireplace in the center of us. You can hear it. Well, maybe you can't. Oh, look at those flames of roar. Right off the bat, we had some shit stories last time, or the time before, whatever. And I'd love to just... I forgot to tell this one about Rake. This is a delicious shit story.
When and where?
I'll get right to it fast. Ready? Here we go. Boom. The scene is Ocean City, Maryland. It's about 6 years ago. Me and Rake go down. We're starving. We're ready to get to this hotel and party. We got to eat. It's 10 of 9, okay? We go into this all-you-can-eat smorgasbord seafood. I'm like, Rake, you want to do it? They're like, you got 10 minutes, right? Yeah.
I'll do it again. Let's just grill down. Oh, all right.
So we go. We feast. 10 minutes. Stuff our face with seafood. We're out. In 10 minutes, we're walking down the street. Rake stops. He's like, ugh, hold up. I was like, what? And I thought he had to tie his shoe, but just stood there. I don't know why he stood there to this day. Oh, hold up a second. He was like a little kid shitting in his pants, dude. But I didn't know what he was doing. He was like, oh, we got to get to the hotel. I was like, I know. That's where we're going. I was like, what's the matter with you? He's like, I got to take care of something. He doesn't say it the whole way back. Then he goes into the fucking bathroom downstairs. There's like a little arcade. He comes out with his fucking underwear. I was like, ew, what is that? He shit his pants walking down the street. It was so awesome, though. His face, if you could see his face.
Ew, man.
Oh, hold up.
Were there any girls with you?
There were later, but you know when like a little kid just goes in the corner and shits himself and is like, you're like, what are you doing over there? And they're just like... they're just standing in a corner. You know they're fucking shitting so bad.
Dude. Yo, I almost shit myself, though. But no, I did. I went and saw a movie with Hoof Pate and Jen in Downingtown Regal.
Oh my god, I got a very similar story. Continue.
And we went to Hibachi. And dude, I couldn't even see the movie. I had to rush home to go shit. And Hoof was in the car. And I drove all the way from Downingtown and I made it seriously to the fence. And I pull over to the side and go into the neighbors where all the cows are and I shit.
You gotta have that excitement, even though you're probably gonna made it. You're just gonna shit
no,
out.
No, I couldn't. I physically couldn't make it.
Okay, tell me the movie, because if you say the name of the movie.
What movie?
Because I had. Okay, I went and saw The Aviator like 3 nights ago, and I wanted to see it so fucking bad. I'm waiting to see this. I finally get there and see it. It's like 3 hours long. I had to shit. I'm fighting it the whole time. Like, the last hour, I'm like, I can't leave. I had to fucking run out. I didn't even see the end of the movie. I ran home. I shit a tiny little bit in my pants. But I mostly made it.
Dude, Ticavello in high school always... He always... Every time he had to shit, he would just leave the school. And he'd go home. Like, why wouldn't you just go?
I hate when people come in and you're, like, about to explode, you know? It's just like... Now I like to do it because I just want to... I know people are just fucking... And laughing their ass off. But I eventually found one bathroom. It was this handicapped bathroom at the edge of the high school where it met the middle school. And I would go in there and no one would ever find me.
That was the best secret bathroom.
And I would draw comics on the door of like guys like fucking each other and like teachers and stuff. And every day I'd go back and they'd fucking have wiped it off. And I was like, great, a new pad of paper to write on, like a new wall to write on. I'd destroy that. And
what was it, the teacher's bathroom?
No, right where East meets Fugit. There's like a handicapped bathroom right at the edge there where that center room is.
It's
like no one would ever go in.
Because
there's one shitter and one pisser. And you could blow that fucker apart.
It was the best like secret bathroom. That, like, oh, dude, it's great.
Remember Novak probably had a lot. In high school, you had internal detention, ID.
What's that?
It's
detention?
Like, no, it's not detention after school. It's detention the whole entire day.
Instead of going to your classes, you can't go to
suspension
for that shit, though.
One time, I just conveniently got paired up with Jess and Anna.
Like, you tried to get detention that
day.
Dude,
I was so happy that I was in there with Hannah and Jess. So, me and Hannah are drawing pictures back and forth, and I'm drawing a picture of Jess eating out, like, the teacher's ass that was watching us at the time. It was Mr. Kovac. It was somebody else.
You got caught me and you were passing notes back, like, fuck you, asshole.
Yeah, no, it was the Sean Connery guy. Who's that?
Yeah, I think that is Kovacs. Well, dude, you drew a picture of me, like, blowing Mr. Kovacs or something.
And I actually put, like, Jesse and then an arrow pointing Mr. Kovac and, like, and he's just blowing him and stuff. And I passed it to him, and I was laughing my ass off, and we were doing it the whole day. And Mr. Kovac's just like, Mark Arrow, bring that up here right now. And I'm like, oh, God. So I do.
Yeah, like, dude, all right, any other person would have, like, ripped it up, like,
yeah,
ate it, you know,
destroyed,
hit it in a book or something.
Not turned it,
like,
over.
Like, get rid of it, you know? But Bam just marched it right up there with no trouble at all. Like,
he's probably stoked to do it.
Yeah, he just wanted to see the look on his face when he saw it.
No, you know what happened after that, though?
Yeah, what did they do?
Like, dude, okay, how old am I? I'm 16 or 17, and I'm drawing, like, pictures of, like, that's what you do when you're 16.
Yeah.
Dude, they scheduled, like, a serious, like, my parents had to come in and, like, a psychiatrist had to talk to me. I'm not kidding. Dude, I got suspended for that for 10 days. They had, like, a meeting. Like, no, I think your son has, like, major issues and da-da-da. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God. I had, like, 10 comic books going, and I'd just draw the filthiest stuff of my friends just getting fucked by teachers and running around on these, like, skiing adventures.
Funny.
Like, dicks through their ass, coming out their mouth, blowing a load, like, and I had, oh, man, if they looked at my shit, they would have fucking locked me away.
The worst, though, was when in lunch, I had a teacher was yelling at me, and I had a plastic water gun. It was fucking orange. It was see-through orange.
Yeah.
And I said to the teacher, do we have a problem? And I pulled up my shirt, and it was like an orange gun sticking out. Dude, they suspended me, and I'm just like, it's orange. You can see through it. And they're just like,
we don't know
well, teenagers paint their guns orange these days to make them seem like a fake gun. I'm like, but it's see-through. You can see right through it, you fucking dope.
No, remember? They called mom one time, and they were like, your son Brandon is in trouble for attempted murder. And she's like, oh, my God, attempted murder. She left work.
I know, Abe flipped out.
Went there, like, you know, almost killed, like, 9 people trying to get there. And then they're like, Brandon took the wheels off the chair, the teacher's chair. And like, my mom's like, who gives a fuck about that? Get to the attempted murder part. They're like, that is it.
That is it.
That is it.
And she's like, did he take, like, all 4 wheels off the chair?
Yes.
Well, then, like, he didn't even fall over or anything.
He's just so,
like,
dumb. They need to fucking chill out. And ladies and gentlemen, Matt Cole just arrived. Matt Cole,
Matt
the shipper.
Uncle Matt the shipper.
Matt Cole. Look at that. Look, he looks like MacGyver, too. Look at that hair coming out the back. What's up, buddy?
He's going hippie like I was.
Matt was pretty bad at school, too. Remember when you always used to go up to your room and smoke all these cigarettes, then you put them in the desk and I went and told mama?
He was telling your ass, Uncle Matt.
A thousand pounds of cigarettes.
Dude, he had like a stack of cigarettes. Like, I opened up his desk, like, why was I spying on your desk?
Snooping through your shit.
I was snooping through Uncle Matt's shit. I was like, fucking, how old was I? I was like 11 at the time, and Matt was probably 23 or something. Like, he's totally a legitimate age to smoke. I open up the thing and there's just like so many cigarettes. I'm like, Mom, there's so many cigarettes.
I held on them.
You'd think they would have got over it after Thanksgiving dinner when you were like 6 years old. And you said, hey, Mama, Matt smokes Marlboros. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, I just
you figure, though, she'd get over it when you tried to run away. This guy ran away from home, goes to Indiana with his pot brothers, his buddies, and then they go to this rock concert. What concert was that?
Ozzy Osbourne.
You went to an Ozzy concert, and this guy comes up with a video camera, and he's just like, oh, yeah, man, let me tape you guys. Like, you know, I'm I'm doing like a documentary, so like, you know, smoke that weed and then just say like, yeah, so they're just like, yeah, Ozzy, rock on, yeah. And it was just an undercover cop.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Come on, man.
Roads for that one. I
what happened? Did they laugh?
You think my mom would get over the whole Marvel thing after that?
The cop that they had looked like a soccer mom, and she's like, over here, like she put it all together. And I, to this day, every time
why
I
would
soccer
you, like,
ball in the
get
back
taped
of somebody's
by
car,
a soccer
like,
mom smoking weed.
She was undercover. She was like looking for me. I guess her only
looking
job was to bust me and ruin my rock con.
Matt Cole thought he was.
Did
the
you
goddamn
even get to see the Rock?
Crew, man, when he was younger.
You never even got to see the Rock.
I never got to see the.
You didn't see Randy.
Ozzy Osbourne.
It was Randy Rose before he died.
That is so weird.
What would be after?
It was Randy Rose before he died.
Like they just drag his corpse on stage.
Jesus Christ! He's just all dead up there.
That sucks,
but dude,
man.
Matt was like the metal like rock star of Pencrest High School. Like, he was
damn,
like,
you missed it just because of the soccer mom bitch.
Yeah, that was the worst.
What
part.
Did they do? They fucking drag you in the cell or something?
Yeah, they took me, the drug problem of Indianapolis, away from the Market Square Arena, which is now completely imploded anyway. And they took me downtown. They took all my stuff off me. They put it in a shoebox. So, of course, when your mom shows up, they can go, look at this. Like it already wasn't bad enough picking your 16-year-old kid up at an Ozzy concert locked up in jail for possession of marijuana.
Well, you haven't gotten much better because me and you and Bam and Novak went to the bar the other day.
Holy
and fucking,
oh, man.
He
Uncle
put
man
his head through
first
my wall in the guest room, and the drywall is just all fucked up now.
I heard it was my torso. I haven't even seen it yet. Fitzy called me up Sunday.
And you didn't even know it. He just woke up and then left and even didn't even see it. And then we had to call him and be like, Matt, you fucking put a hole in my wall like the size of like your like fucking two midgets.
Oh. Matt simply can't go to Duffer's or a bar and just have casually a beer or two, you know, like it's always like,
who is that
Matt
anyway?
Goes into the bar, I want six shots of Rocky Mountain, motherfuckers. That's always what he wants to
do. Dude, I know.
It's
no,
always,
the first time I went drinking with him, even the bartenders were like astonished at his drinking. Like he was like, give me a fucking Bacardi and blah blah blah, and he lit the bar on fire. I'm like, oh, this shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. He got all these shots that were on fire and stuff, and I was just like, Jesus Christ, man.
What is a Rocky Mountain motherfucker?
I have no idea.
It's good.
No, I bet you don't even like it. You just like saying it.
I go from like sections of drinks. Like you get really drunk on peppermint schnapps. Oh, I'm never drinking that again, right? And then all of a sudden you drink SoCo and lime. You get drunk on that. That shit sucks. I hate that.
Yeah, man, I hate those SoCo and lime.
I'm into it.
Yeah. Well, that was like the drink of choice. And then every time when I, like, if I was doing a shot, it would be that. But like, and then, like, you get all sick and throw up, and then just, like, the taste of that lime juice. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, it tastes like Flintstone vitamins.
Washington apples. What do you think of that? It's a real fucking girly drink, but you don't need a chaser. It's brilliant.
I think I had one of those up at the up at a party in New York one time. And this one guy was standing next to me. Isn't it like the apple schnapps or something?
I don't know. But all I know is, dude, if you stop drinking,
yeah, what the hell are you doing? No, man, you're so fucking retarded. You think you found out the best thing in the world. You don't need a chaser after that. It's great.
Oh, my God. Just take that fucking dress
simple
off,
dude. I have a fucking
so
Papa Jack.
A Washington apple, man. I'll tell you what. I go right from heroin to a Washington apple. Dude, I'd stick it in my veins if I could.
You're out of control, man.
That's your golden drink right there?
I love it, man. I mean, it's just like drinking a glass of water. It's that, you know, it gets fucking loaded.
Novak smelled like fuck yesterday, dude. I went skating with him at the mini ramp, and every time I get up to the deck, I'm like, ew, what is that? And I thought it was this, like, rollerblade kid with the sick knee pads.
It was
like, it's probably them pads. No, it was Novak, and he was wearing all my clothes that day and my nice brown jacket. Everything is contaminated, dude. I can't even explain the smell. It was like a combination of, like, puke, sweat, and shit.
It was the worst ever smell.
He must have, like, puked on himself the other night, and then he fell asleep in his clothes, and then maybe like shit a tiny bit, and then he went skating with me the next day.
I smell better when I was home. I smell better when I was homeless shooting up dope, man. I'm not fucking lying. I mean,
how
I
did you smell that, dude? I can't explain.
I'm not exaggerating. I couldn't stand my own fucking filth that time, man.
That must be with like blood, sweat, and tears, when yours puke, shit, and sweat, just a complete ball of scum and shit.
And then once I said something, once I actually figured out after the fifth run of me walking past him, I was like, ew, no, man, you fucking reek, man. And then Glob was like, yeah, I noticed that too. And then the other guy was like, yeah, I thought that was you. Like, everybody.
I was trying this trick for hours. After the focus got off what I was trying, everyone just talked about my smell. I felt so bad I left the ramp, man. I couldn't even do it. I had to leave.
Jess, how about the chair at the movie theater? How bad it smelled.
Oh, my God.
What chair?
Dude, our boss, like, he would just rip farts in his office chair all day long.
Yeah.
And like Brandon dared me to smell it.
Yeah, like, you sit down, it was like a computer chair. And you sit, and the air would squeeze out and come up through your fucking thighs, and you just smell like... Ew. It's just like a sweaty, dirty arcade cheese fucking...
And you got him to smell it one day?
I made him say, I was like, just smell it, Jess, smell it.
Yo, you old, dude, you're a frumper at heart, man. Yo, you're a frumper.
Shady Douglas slash frumper.
Because, dude, because Mama always pisses herself, and she sat on my favorite couch, like, a few years back, and I made Jess frump the seat, and it smelled like the seat.
What is frumping it? What is that?
When you go up to the seat and just start smearing.
Doing that. Yeah.
Of course you don't, Jess.
They have them all over Denmark.
At least Brandon offered me money to,
because there's so many bicycles in Denmark.
He was the manager.
So when people
go
to 7-Eleven.
Brandon was the manager at that job.
Shut up, asswipe. when people go to 7-Eleven, in Denmark, you know, all these like hot girls and stuff, then these fucking bandits run around the corner and they thump the seats while they're like,
banditos!
Bandits!
Yeah, why? What do they get from it?
They're frumpers.
They just like it?
That's the closest you can get to it sometimes.
Yeah, it's just another fetish, man. Different kind of fetish.
Some fat fuck or something can't get any pussy. You need to go frump the seat.
It's like a fat old man that steals women's underwear from a fucking laundry line. You know what I mean? What purpose is it serve?
No, a laundry line.
Well, I frump the seat of the movie theater because he offered me all this money because Brandon used to just go in the safe.
Jesus.
Yeah. Brandon Harold. That guy was crazy.
Remember when we went to the roof of the movie theater and we stole all these golf balls from old masters, and then we were just golfing off the top of the roof, and we were just hitting other stores' windows and like cars and
launching them into traffic.
No, what happened?
Then we got caught.
Yeah, no, we had all these golf balls and we fucking went and stole off this golf course. Then we fucking were driving them off this flat roof. It was great fun. And then somebody like hooked one and it hit this house like way in the distance and went through their window. So the cops like came one day and like saw the door open ajar, and they were like looking around. They saw someone broke in. They called me up and they were like, we found blah blah blah. We went in for this reason. We found like bags, like 200 golf balls. Like, you want to tell us about that? And we're like, we tried to avoid it, and then we were just like, fuck the cops. We went and gave the golf balls back, and fucking they were like, yeah, we stole your golf balls. We're sorry. Here they are. And they were like, cool. They didn't even care at all. And then the people that windows we broke, they came over, and they were like, and the cops were there ready to fucking give us hell, and they were like, one of the girls that worked there was like their substitute teacher. So they were like, oh, just give us $10. And they gave them $10, the window was fixed, and they were like, yeah, but about the golf balls. We were like, oh, we drove them back and gave them back, and they didn't care. And they were like, they were so fucking mad, dude.
You just look so official, though. The cops would show up whenever we did something stupid, and you just come out like, well, I'm the manager, and nothing like that would ever happen.
Then as soon as the door would close, here comes Deco marching up to the roof of the movie theater.
No, one day was so fucking scary. I couldn't get up to the fucking roof. It was locked, the fucking thing, to get up there. So I was like, gosh. On. I got a fucking ladder, backed my truck up, and climbed up the fucking rooftop. I get on, and there's these two assholes up there fucking doing a survey for the shopping center, and they're like, oh, looks like you have a lot of fun up here. And I was like, oh, fuck you guys. I fucking got the thing off they tried to tie it with, went down and fucking locked it, and was like, yeah, find your own way off.
How the hell did they get down?
I don't know how they got down.
You said the F word 11 times in the past 5 seconds.
fun.
So we're gonna play a rock song to Deco's F words. This is Killswitch Engage, and the song is called "The End of the Heartache," and it's fucking awesome. Radio Bam Series 28, fetch.
on.
How the fuck you say it?
Is it serious? Yeah. On Sirius 28. Faction.
Bed, we're back. Oh, there's some gay radio shit. Oh, sorry.
Hey, but look at Matt King Cole is here. Aren't you excited? Give me a hard on like a fucking rocket ship. Jess Margera's here. He is epic great. There's Brandon Novak. We're starting to be friends. I shake his hand once in a while. Of course, Bam.
Oh, he's drunk.
Dico.
I wanted to fix your pizza today, and so did Novak.
I will never let Novak even... Ew. I would eat the ass of a Mexican dog after it ate awful Mexican food that will make me shit twice as bad before I even let Novak look me dead in the eye for 3 seconds. He's like Medusa. You stare at him for 3 seconds. You don't turn to stone. You just get like you turn to smut.
Nobody just noticed that Matt Cole just grabbed my soda and ashed it.
Oh, is that yours?
Brand new soda. Oh, wow. Did you feel the weight of the heaviness?
And then put it right back in front of you.
Yeah.
I was like, who the hell drinks vanilla cream? This is some shit.
It's still great. It's how heavy it is.
It's not even a quarter of the way gone. He ashed it and puts it right back in front of his face.
Whose soda is this?
I guess another one on a break.
I'd love to see Matt Cole in Indiana Jones instead of Harrison Ford. Just like drunk with all them snakes around, like, fuck it. Trying to switch that like gold thing, like, oh, it's as heavy as a beer.
Like, first scene, we're gonna die.
Switch that monkey head with a six pack, like, weighing it.
Matt, how come all through high school you insisted on wearing high top white ponies?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they were cool, actually. First to rock the bender, too, man. I remember, like, he used to wear a bandana around his ankle. Like, and I was like, damn, that's cool, dude. Like, it was 86. I thought it was like,
is that when you tight-rolled your shits? There was, like, so many chicks just chasing us, and we were having so much fun. And we were, like, the local Van Halen, so...
Madea.
Oh,
you guys were fucking rebels, huh?
Apparently now, not.
Dave Millen.
Yeah, Dave Millen.
Who was... The singer, his name was The Sheik.
The Sheik.
The Sheik.
Felt like his name was a rubber.
Who was The Sheik?
Dude, and they hated him. He had Jerry curls. Seriously, coming to America like, just let your soul glow. Yeah. That commercial, that's totally that guy.
We knew these people at the Hotel Regency, that skanky Hotel Regency across from the Grand Rock.
You know where that is?
Where?
Hotel Regency
on Route 1.
From Granite Red Mall.
That ballroom. That ballroom we got to practice in every day. That was our party room because we knew this one guy who worked there. Well, he was connected with the Sheik. He was like, this guy's a Sheik. We're like, yeah, whatever. As long as we got the ballroom. Well, he made it so we charged $10 a ticket, which was unheard of back in 1986, right?
Right.
We got 300 people to come. And at the very last minute, he shoved this guy Sheik up there on the stage, and we're like, no, our grandparents are here. Like, my nephews are here.
I was like seven, and I went to go see him, and Mum took me. Yeah. And the first word out of the Sheik's mouth is like,
yo, ready to
fucking do it tonight? Yeah.
And she's like,
huh? You know, we had no earmuffs.
She's like, you fuckers doing good tonight, you fucking fucker. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mama was just like, we are out of here. We had to leave and shit.
Matt got yelled at. He had a big lecture when we got home.
We weren't allowed to go anywhere near that place. My mom was picking me up from school. She was like, this is, I don't know about that guy in his silk shirt, but I don't give a shit what the hell's going on.
He had fucking leather pants on, too. He was dead serious with, like, red leather pants with, like, the zippers like Michael Jackson.
We caught him beating off in the bathroom with rose milk, so we really didn't want that son of a bitch thing for us.
That guy make you tell the story or make him tell the story or something?
No, they had a whole series of hotel rooms that all were there and stuff. They let us party in them. It was great, right? But we walked in one day like, hey, what's going on? Nobody in the room. So you walk to the back of the hotel room, you know, and here's the Sheik. They're like, oh, yo, oh. And he had a bottle of rose milk in one hand. I was like, oh, dude. I was like, oh, yo.
What the hell is rose milk?
You know what he said? He said, I was in my space.
Ew.
Your space?
God, like, I hope to God the Sheik has serious radio, man.
What do you think?
What's the Sheik doing nowadays, have you heard?
Oh, he's probably standing in a lunch
line
somewhere.
He's definitely not thinking
like
that somebody's talking
Hawaii.
On the radio about him beating off with rose milk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Dave Milton's listening to this. He's probably laying flat on the floor just dying. Like,
dude, Matt, if you stop drinking, like, the beer company would just be looking at their figures like...
What's going on in Allentown?
Why did sales drop like 60% this week?
Westchester seems to have a decline in sales. Yeah, if I quit for a week, Yingling would probably call me and say,
Yo, man.
Man.
Nico just, like, insisted on getting up and giving me a cigarette. And I knew something was shady about the whole deal, but I couldn't quite put two and two together. He doesn't hand me the cigarette because he doesn't want to touch me. So the cigarette bends over. I bend over to get it, and right in my fucking face, nastiest fart.
Hey, is that a wooden nickel?
Is that a weed fart?
I love the fart in a young man's face.
And then he takes a cigarette bag. I don't even have a cigarette now.
Here.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. And he throws it now. It's all bent up.
I stepped on it.
Stepped on it. It's broken.
Perfectly good cigarette you ruined. Shame, shame.
So, Uncle Matt and the Shipbirds, when are you guys going to start touring?
I don't know. When are we, Jeff?
Dude, I'll play drums on it, definitely. Let's do a show at Rex's suit.
I want to play kazoo.
Why are you singing guitar?
I'm not really guitar. That good at guitar.
You could solo and shit like, cool.
Hey, Jess, how does track 8 go on your new CD? What is that? That's that rock version.
No, track 8 on the new one?
Yeah, the new one. No, I heard it, but I can't remember. What's the riff on it?
Damn, I don't know.
How's it go, Jess?
Dude, you know the riff.
How's the riff? All right, what's the opening track?
I can't be giving away any of the new.
All right, Jess? Something like it. How's it go? The first track, the opening, because that was really good too.
You just want to hear me sing guitar?
No, I don't. Dude.
Sing some guitar.
Good,
come on, Jess. How's it go?
I don't know. Man.
Jess called me up one day when he's like, dude, the album's
you gotta hear
so
the new
sick,
album.
Man.
Dude, the first track's like, and then, oh, dude, did you hear like the third track? No, it's called Under the Whatever. I'm like, no, how's that one go? It's like, dude, you're just singing guitar for like hours and hours.
He sang his whole CD.
Dude, he sang the riff of his whole CD.
And then we put it on speaker, so every time I talk to Jess, I just, yo, how's track 6 go? And he's just like,
I'll try to explain to somebody. You know that song goes like, they're like, no.
That's Jess.
So come on, man. It goes,
hey, Jess, how does the riff to the track 10 on Fireball Ministry go? Choker. Well, let's fucking hear it.
Right, let's do it.
Fireball Ministry Choker.
This
and
band
followed
awesome.
By Shat No Ass.
Well done.
On Radio Bam Series 28.
Good selection. We'll be right back.
kids.
Holy Lord, I got another.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it
on Sirius 28 Faction.
She's got no ass, she's got no ass, got no ass. She's got no ass.
Picture like some girl walking by the street, and it's just like, she does not have an ass! Where the fuck did her ass go wrong? Why'd you say whoa at the end? And then the band's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yo, I heard that guy got like shot in the head, and now the only thing that's on his mind is like sex and fucking like, oh, come on, you really believe that?
I'm serious.
They opened for us.
Yeah.
Shad opened for us in Jersey. It was great.
Was it funny?
Yeah, well, of course, that's the show that, like, my mom and, like, all our aunts and uncles have
to come
to.
Cole.
Shad.
What kind
Jeff
of faggot ring
Shad
you got,
was
man.
Wearing a dildo helmet.
Listen to that faggot-ass ring.
Listen to Matt Cole's faggot-ass
Where is that?
I like that. It's like Castlevania a little bit.
It is still going.
It's in the side pocket over there.
What a dope.
You're like, hello?
Oh, I figures it goes off right when I get it.
Jess, there's an email that's about Jesse. Should I read it to him?
What is it?
Yeah, read it in the voice of the person, though.
Mary.
Oh, God.
Hello. Hi, Jess. My name is Mary, but that's at the end. There's things on the message board that constantly refer to a joke to you at your old job about the third floor and a fire thing. What does that mean?
Oh, my God, Brandon, you tell him what it means.
Mary from Chicago, Indiana.
What?
Illinois. That's funny.
All right, Mary, well, me and Brandon used to work at a store called Neiman Marcus, and on the third floor was the most annoying people, and there was all these, like,
what
raging
kind of people?
Flamers.
What do you mean? Were they fags or were they charcoal experts?
Dude, they were on fire, like, raging on fire. Remember, dude, I can't say his name, can I?
No.
Yeah,
no, you
I can't
say
his
name. First name.
Todd, he would just come down like,
Brandon, I need this sent out immediately. And
so we just joked that everybody on the third floor.
Wait, what the hell? How did that start?
You did an interview and you, they were like, what's your favorite CKY song? And you said third floor flamethrower or something.
Yeah,
like
it's because all the flamethrowers are on the third floor. So we would always make gay jokes about, oh, dude, Jess, you're on the third floor, so bad. And that's what it is, sweet Mary.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, yeah, and cool. Now everybody's, like, trying to download this song, like this unknown CKY song called Third Floor Flame.
Fire Pro. Department?
Doesn't even exist.
It doesn't exist. That's a funny thing.
It doesn't exist.
Hey, you know what does exist, possibly? Novak just may have a girlfriend.
No. Oh, man, I'm into
guess
it.
What
I'm
the
into
name
it.
Is?
What?
Tainted?
Barfy cunt.
Yeah. Dude, the chick is hot.
The first time he took this girl, she's like this Indian girl. Like, she's straight up Indian.
I know
like,
who it is.
Yes. Her name is
Well, we won't say, but the first time, he brought her in, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go take a piss real quick. I'll be back. He comes back out. She has barf all over her titties and puss and like, all over herself and like clothes. He's like,
man, that's your kind of girl, bro.
Here. So we have to like pick her up and place her barfy cunt into his own bed. She falls off of it. She tries to make it to the bathroom, and then she just passes out on the toilet.
I
and then
he sees her
like he locks her in the bathroom. That it was like the biggest disaster date ever gone to man.
The bitch woke up the next morning and said she had the best night of her life.
But then a week goes by. You figured he'd be fed up, and then he bumps into her Kildares again, and then they go out when she's not all hammered up.
She's sober.
Actually, yeah, and they actually had a fun time. So him and Barfy cunt just. Yeah.
I'm not gonna say her name, but she's
here.
She's not American Indian. She's flying carpet Indian, right?
I don't know.
Is she?
There's only one around the town. I know.
Yeah. Flying carpet.
Yeah, I know.
She's not, right?
No, she's fuck.
No, it's not my girlfriend then.
Right.
This is sick.
Barf for the first time. Yeah. She's flying the carpet through the equator.
The whole night
so good,
I was like,
man.
Yeah, man, you go to the fucking sweaty boy factory hanging out with Barfy come in, try yourself a shot, you fucking creep.
Grab loves the fact that I go out with an Indian.
You date her as your girlfriend?
She's my girlfriend.
God, man.
I've already bought her a nice shirt and everything.
I'd love to see you get married with just garbage men and trash cans as the grooms and groomsmen.
You offer up the butt the first night you're married.
Yeah, that's why I love her.
Ew.
That's why I like the bitch, man.
Did you strike oil when you fucked her ass?
Nah, man, but she's a fucking beast in the bedroom, I'll tell you that, man.
A beast.
She throws me around like a rag doll. That's unusual.
Novak had hot barfy sex and then made you a pizza.
I never been.
But he had a condom when he was regular humping her, and then she wanted to take it off when he humped the ass. Like, he doesn't care about diseases. Like who knows about this character?
Yeah, yeah. Syphilis. Yeah, I got syphilis, Hep C, AIDS, scabies.
Those are all the toppings on the pizza.
Scabies, rabies.
You name it, I got it. Like, I'm proud of my diseases.
When Novak offers to make you food, that's like the toppings. Like, you want some Hep C, you want some AIDS?
Yeah, man, you want some Hep C, syphilis, AIDS, rabies, scabies, you name it, babe, I got it.
Right.
Rabies, scabies.
Like, you're proud to say.
So I'm, like, trying to talk him into letting me take her on this trip with me, but he won't let me. I don't know why. Why won't you let me take her, man?
This is an all-guy trip. We're going to...
But I'm in love, man.
Tell her to hop on the carpet and meet you there. I bet you'll kill her.
Oh, Tico, man.
Hop on there with...
Yo, Brandon, if you want to keep her, though, you're going to have to piss all over her back.
Really?
Dude, wow.
See,
really did that to his girlfriend.
Ew,
is there any reason behind that?
We're at the bar the other night, and Matt's like, Matt sees his hot-ass girl, Uncle Matt the Shitbirds, right? And he goes like this. He's like, man, I wouldn't fuck her. I'm like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, but I'm going to fuck with a piece of toilet paper hanging out of my ass. I'm like, ew, and why? Ew, and why?
No. We're Matt playing pool at my house.
Dude, Matt says the best things when he's drunk. Dude, Matt was hammered playing pool at Jess's house. And he just goes out of nowhere. He's like, if I don't make this shot, then I'm going to suck everybody's dick.
Yeah, I was like, ew. Like, what kind of threat is that? Like,
yeah. And he missed. I want to fuck her. He missed it. I want to fuck her.
But so bad.
I want to fuck her with a piece of toilet paper hanging out of my ass.
I was wondering if it was definitely as absurd as I thought. So our waitress comes up to the table, and I have to tell the waitress what he said. He's a hot young waitress.
Oh.
I'm like, babe, sit down, because you're going to need to take a load off to hear this fucking story.
Yeah.
I tell her, and she's like, that is the most disgusting thing I ever heard. He got up and walked away mad.
Yeah.
The bitch walked away mad in his comment.
I tend to do that to a lot of people in bars, I guess.
We were in Spence a long time ago, and Vos was there, and there was, like, all these hot girls on the table across, and Matt just goes, you ladies look like you need a beer. And they were just like, no, we're okay. And got up and left.
Here we go.
They got up and left.
Yeah,
and
then
like,
of course.
Like, that was his pickup line.
Yeah. You ladies look like you need a beer.
And then I looked at Jess and was like,
this is
a bunch of bitches, man. They leave. They don't want beer. They're just bitches anyway.
Shut up. I was making fun of how bad
well,
your line was.
They probably want, like, Pinot de Grigio or whatever.
Pinot de Grigio.
You ladies look like you need a beer.
Who knows somebody's name? That's not even any girl.
I know, yeah. I'll tell you. Well, I mean, like, when I went to bed one night drunk, I don't do it real often, but...
Every night?
Yeah,
right.
I was so hammered. I was laying in bed. I peed all over my girlfriend's back, right? And then we woke up in the morning. I was like,
God damn, you pissed all over the place. And she's like, you did it. And I'm like, so I went back to sleep. She threw my robe down on the bed and just crawled back in with me. I'm like, oh, she's a keeper, man. I'm keeping her.
Oh, class, Uncle Matt. The shit works. Oh, class. That, man. She's Uncle
Matt. The best is trying to, like Matt Cole's really good at recording music, and like, because I got a 16 track in my basement, so we've just been recording songs.
But he has a problem.
But he gets so drunk so quick, so if you want to get anything down on tape that's good, like, you have, like, a 2 hour window of, like, okay,
Matt'll
we gotta
keep
get this done
everything.
Before Matt gets drunk.
But if you do, like, a guitar solo, and you're like, oh, man, I fucked up, record over that.
Yeah, he's like,
no, we'll keep it. On the 16th, dude, there'll be like 23 tracks of just random guitar solos that no one's happy with. And it's like, yeah, we'll keep that one too, just in case.
It's just like a scratch track that you're just playing along with, kind of messing up and not caring. He's like, I'm keeping that.
It's like an old lady that refuses to throw anything away.
He does have a good logic, though, because Jess's first try doing the drums was fucking perfect, just with, no, I can do better.
Yep.
And then it took him 2 hours to get it right again, and he could have just kept the first one. It was better than all of them.
Sometimes that's the
totally
case.
True. We just recorded a song for that Melvin's tribute for Prima Donna's label. I laid it down perfect the first take, and I was like, you know, I'm sure I could throw something in there and just do it a little bit better. And I seriously spent 2 hours fucking up a million times, and then...
But I was drunk, so I couldn't record it very well, so...
Yeah, and he can't even punch in or anything.
Like, no, I figured out I already knew how to do it. That's how I didn't know.
Matt Cole, what's your favorite beer, by the way?
I like Yingling, but... I like Magic Hat, too. That's pretty good.
That's a fucking lie. That's all they're about point to that bottle.
I'm doing good, Deco. I'm doing good.
The only beer I don't like is the beer that comes out of my nose.
What's that?
I haven't had any.
I got a serious question for you, Jess. How do you two find time to record tracks in between almost getting kicked out when the music's too loud?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because I don't know.
I can't wait.
We went there to skate the other day, and goddamn, a fucking tornado came in the basement. A tornado just
came
down.
We weren't even drinking. We were just there for 15 minutes. I go over to Jess's house like once every 3 weeks, and that's when his girlfriend decided to be bitchy.
Pregnant mood swings are crazy, and I've learned not
well,
to.
Well, I'll be on vacation.
I'll tell you what, I've been tough love. If you go over and look at their guest room, I'm tough love.
This is the worst thing ever, though. Jess got so loaded when we were at the bar the other night. Bam has a humongous house with no rules, but Jess insists that we take the party back to his pregnant wife's house.
I do not
remember
that.
As soon as we get back. Jess passes out, and then we get yelled at.
Everyone's like, shut up,
did I
shut up.
Say, come back
yeah,
to my
house? Yeah, you insisted
no
that
yes.
You were screaming
well,
out, party at my house.
I don't remember paying the bill, leaving, going home. I don't know who drove. I don't want to know who drove home. I was a mess. I don't even remember.
I was destroyed,
dude, my
too.
My girlfriend ever gets pregnant, man, I'll be like, I'll be in New Zealand for 9 months.
All one word.
I'll be chilling in New Zealand.
New Zealand. I'll be in New Zealand for 9 months.
It's like the furthest possible flight you could take.
Phones don't even reach there. You can't even call me the bitch, babe.
You're on a plane for a day, like 23 hours or something.
So did you ever end up going with Kelly?
Oh yeah, because you refused to go to that party. He was like, I'm not going. I'm just gonna bitch.
Let's see if you went. Let's see if you went.
You know,
I can't remember.
You lied.
No, you're a liar.
Just
a liar. 4 days ago. What are you talking about?
Even 4 days ago.
I can't remember if I went or not.
Well, think about it.
But we argued
Jess,
for like 3 hours after.
He knows
that.
Damn fucking well.
Jess, he led.
Did you go,
Jess? Big hard, Jess.
Dude, I can't remember yesterday.
Come on,
wake
Jess.
Up, Jess.
The day with the cribs and we were recording and she...
Where was the party? Do you remember where it was?
I don't know.
You had the move boxes. Jesse, we have to leave in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You had a headache and then bam and then come over and you want to come down and play drums. All that shit.
We were 2 hours late, but I did end up going.
Dude, Jess is going.
Jess,
we were arguing for 2 hours.
You're in trouble now.
But no, because then she
you
was, like,
are in trouble.
Stuff, so I was like, all right.
She called out Novak about designated Jess.
Hey, Casey.
Like, I don't want Jess having that nickname. It's like, well, that's what he is. You're making him not drink.
And this is the thing. Casey's getting the blame for this. Casey's
like,
the board man that works for Y100. He's behind here working the board now, so you can't hear.
It was
but
such
we're,
a good nickname, though.
Jess is fucking doing shit, and we start talking about him and never coming to the bar. And Casey answers this little note with a piece of fucking a code name to tell him, like a make fun of joke.
Brilliant.
And I guess his girl heard about it. We went immediately to kill this. Oh, man. I can't even tell a story without getting farted in my face. Anyways,
room.
We go to kill this, and I get cornered in the bar. And she's like, I don't want you making fun of Jess. I don't want you doing that shit. And I'm like, I'm
are you
sorry.
Serious? I didn't know about that.
I mean, it wasn't. I mean, I'm
going to tell
you.
We're going to have a whole new argument.
I know.
When are you going to kill
blame
him?
This on this end. Blame it on Bam. Because
and then he goes, look, I have no parts of it. If you really want it to end, you're going to have to go up to Bam and tell him. And then she never did.
She told Jed.
Designated Jess. That's just more fuel to the fire.
Yeah. Are you now we're going on full attack
mode. I drink like it's like my job anymore.
Not these days.
Uh-huh. I just drink at home recording songs of this asshole.
Casey, do you remember? Do you remember what you made me tell him that day? What was his code name? Something like that, but Kelly was not fucking pleased, and I heard about it for 2 hours.
I didn't
at a
even
bar.
Hear that episode.
You were here, dipshit.
I don't remember talking about that.
Yeah, you do hard drugs at the same time.
See, I drink.
It's that car accident that done got
him. You told, yeah, he did.
How do you not remember if you went to the fucking party 4 days ago?
I do that shit all the time. It's like, yes.
I do it too. I think he just doesn't want to get made fun of.
No, I'm trying to think. I think it was.
He says he was 2 hours late. Now he remembers he was 2 hours late.
How do you remember you're 2 hours late, but you don't remember if you went or not?
Just because he doesn't want to get made fun of.
You're leaving.
I don't remember what I did yesterday, dude.
It's not good enough, Jess.
It's a car accident.
What'd you do yesterday?
And plus, I got in another accident on the go kart with Day Day.
Oh my god. Those guys drove right
dude, okay,
college.
In Pennsylvania, it's probably like 12 degrees out right now. This dipshit, he got this two-man go kart, so he goes by this ditch and he has Lisa in it, which is my cousin, and she's probably
she
like,
is
she
hot.
Well, you don't have to tell everybody she's hot, but she's in the car and she weighs half as much as Day Day does. So the first thing, Jess goes through, like, so close to this, like, ditch where there's a big river, and he makes it with her, and then he puts Day Day for a ride, and Day Day weighs twice as much as she does, so he does the same like spin at the same spot, and they just skid right into the lake.
Dude,
Jess goes into the lake in this frozen ass lake.
How cold
it was!
Man.
Freezing, man.
Jesus, Jess.
And the thing ran perfect after that. I tipped it over and everything.
And but he was like 3 miles away from his real house, but Don Vito's house was like walking distance, so he just ran in there and Don Vito had to help him out.
Don Vito helped you out of your wet clothes?
I put on Don Vito's like size 50 sweatpants.
You put Don Vito's fucking sweat shots on?
You go around twice, right?
Put some of Don Vito's underwear on too?
Oh, good God. I'd rather die than you.
Good God.
No!
No.
Yeah, we met Don Vito's the other day, and he's just fucking lounged up in a room like a vampire, all lights are out and shit.
Don Vito has 5 televisions in his bedroom.
They all work.
One's devoted to sports, one's devoted strictly to porn, the other one's for cable television, the other one's for, like, regular television, and then the other one is strictly for VCR and DVD.
So Bam sees the VCR lights on, he's like, yo, Vito, what are you watching? Presses play. It's Paris Hilton taking a cock right in her mouth, man. It was the worst porn of my life.
It was like night vision-ass blurry porn.
Dude,
no.
She's in mid-fuck.
Matt Cole borrowed a porn from Don Vito once. It was the worst porn in the world. It was the Mighty Midget.
Yeah.
Bridget the Midget.
Ew.
It was the Mighty Midget.
Yeah, I've seen the Mighty Midget.
There was 2 midgets in it, but actually it was the same
like
midget.
Yeah.
Man, and just gets fucked.
I've seen that.
Yo, I heard that they made this porn. I didn't get to see it yet, but they painted this whole entire guy green on a green screen except for his cock, so it's just this floating cock.
That's pretty cool. No way.
Yeah, they filmed it all on green screen. They spent some dollars on
damn.
It.
Damn. Oh, we need to see that.
Let's track it down.
Green we don't want to see the rest of the guy anyway, right?
I will. I'm on that.
You're on that?
Yeah, I got I use something.
Dude, Matt Cole, you look like you could be in porno.
I'd try. I don't know. Once they drop trowel, they'd see the full 3 inches, they'd be like, nah, man.
The full 3 inches.
Yeah. Go find another job.
Yeah, Matt, maybe me and you are related.
You have a piece of
true.
Toilet paper hanging out of your ass? Yeah, I have a piece of toilet paper hanging out of my ass.
Dude, why would you ever want a fucking girl with a piece of toilet paper hanging out of your ass?
Right.
It just means you took a fat ass shit, and now you're like spread your ass while
still
you're
still got a shit nugget stuck to it. They got lights all shining.
And then
up
you know when you're humping a girl, she always puts her arms around you, and, like holds your ass, and just like spread apart, and, like shit stains coming out.
You're the best. Okay, I'm 15 years old, and me, Jess, Matt, and Ape and Phil are all going on this road trip to Key West for Halloween. And Matt just had some random one-night stand with this trailer park whore.
Is this the story I hope it is?
Yeah. So we go away for 10 days to Key West.
And, like, we have a good old time. Like, he doesn't even think about the girl at all because it was just a one-night stand.
One-night stand.
We drive all the way back to his house in Elkton, Maryland, and there she is. She's there in the driveway with her, like, seven kids.
It was, like, 1 a.m, dude.
And it was, like, 1 a.m, dude. Like, that is fucking tweaked. And then she's just like, where have you been? He's like, what? Who are you? She's like, I'm that random one-night stand trailer park whore. And my kids have been waiting for you. He didn't even meet her.
Yeah. She's like, my kids are so upset. I'm like, who the hell are your kids? And who the hell are you?
I don't even remember.
Didn't she
you.
Say that her kids were upset?
Yeah. Like,
they don't even know who you are.
She went home saying, oh, I got this guy who's got a house here. He's got a good job. We got us a new daddy.
Oh, my God.
Shit, we're going, we got us.
We got us a new daddy.
Got us a new daddy.
Picked them up in the Toys R Us.
And all it cost me was a Miller Lite, a SoCo and Lime. I got me six, seven new house members. No way. I told her she didn't leave. I'm calling the cops.
We got us a new daddy. Yeah. We got us a new daddy. Where have you been, Michael? Where have you been? Oh, we've been waiting. My kids are so picked up.
Mecco and the shipbirds need to earn us money so we can move into a better home.
You and those goddamn shipbirds, Mecco, need to earn us a new dollar to get a new house, a new jailhouse. Mecco, you son of a bitch. Last time you fucked me, there was shit paper hanging out of your asshole. I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it.
Yo,
I was that what her voice sounded like? I barely remember because I was 15, but I just remember some broad hanging out in the driveway at 1 in the morning when we got home from Florida.
Dude, I bet still an ape had a condition when they saw that.
And she's like, where have you been? Dude.
April's like, what's going on? I'm like, don't worry about it. Just go, go, go. So I got out of the van. I grabbed my stuff. The kids are like, what's going on? I'm like, just go, go.
Yeah, I was like half asleep. I was like, oh, this is going to be great.
Did she like break into your house and live there while you were away?
No, nah, that was some other girl. But this girl.
Where do you beat these broads at, Uncle?
He has nice stuff. I'll use all his stuff. Look, he's got a microwave. Oh, my God, he's loaded.
He's got a microwave.
Yo, didn't you meet that bitch in a bar where there was no air conditioning so you had to get cooled off by going to your car?
Yeah, I was like, let's go in a car and take a ride.
All class.
Yeah, Rad himself just showed up.
Yeah, Rad. Yeah,
Yeah, man, where were you at? The sweaty boy factory hanging out with Barbie? Come in, you gotta buy yourself a car.
Yeah, we was down there at the sweaty boy factory the other night and fucking Novak Dick saying Barbie caught in stingy titty. Yeah.
I was gonna butter Rab.
Yeah, but you gonna butter that night?
I'm trying to butter Rab.
Bunner.
Her fucking comments to Barbie had a bunner, dude.
Rab, what do you think of my new girlfriend?
Ew.
I love the bitch though. I think
you love her.
I think so. It's going that direction.
Damn, dude. I know.
Well, I guess you'd have to love her if you want to put up with Barbie Cut.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, you really love that Barbie Cut, man. You're crazy like that.
Good, Rav. What's the note you wrote the other night?
Oh yeah, what?
Remember it. Well, remember it.
I don't know what.
Remember it.
Yeah, fucking Rob Bob Sweetly. Yeah, Rob Bob Sweetly stopped by the Sweaty Boy Factory, man. We was hanging out with Barbie Cotton Stingy Titty, man.
Oh, man.
Dude, I haven't seen him in ages, and he was at Australia Day at Ray John's house.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Rob Bob Sweetly.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a name I haven't heard in like 10 years.
Just can remember that, though.
Dude, I remember the most random shit.
All right, it's time to go, fellas.
All right.
We're overdue.
Oh, geez. I'm overdue with Matt's goddamn baby. You're going to be the daddy of the kids, Matt. That's how it's going to be, or I will fuck you up, you son of a bitch. You and that fucking goatee think you're such hot shit. You and them goddamn crows or shit crows or whatever the fuck you march around town, you prance up and down, you fucking asshole. Matt? Matt, I bought some sexy negligee. You know how to spell that? Yeah. I don't. Why don't you spell your name all over my chest when you fucking come? Is that too much, fellas? Is that too fucking much? Would it be too much of this answer to call me the fuck back? You mother beep!
I could probably put MC on her stomach. That's about it. Run out of ink.
Like a squid.
That was fine, everybody. Say goodbye.
This was the porn. This was officially like the porn issue.
Take
a
fucking daddy.
I'm going to play one last song for you guys. This is Agatho Diabon, and the song is called Serpent's Embrace. I bought this album by chance in Bucharest, Romania, and it's one of my favorites. This song is awesome. This radio BAM Series 28 faction, and we are all saying goodbye, including Pervert Deco.
Ah, I would you put your fucking serpent right in my fucking clam, Matt, you motherfucker! I mean Radio Bam Serious 28 Faction! Fuck me, Matt, you motherfucker! I hate it! Where have you been?
Eastern 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.